All right, so you think of a first grader as happy, healthy, and believing nothing could ever happen to them. Well, not this time. First grade, I can't believe it was that. It was in first grade when I had my most scariest and serious year. Who knew that all I went through would have ended the way it did? The story begins with me going into a routine surgery. Now, to me, it was routine. It was tonsil surgery. The doctor had began the procedure, and they were putting in the breathing tube. Well, that's when it all went downhill. The doctor made an error in damaging my airway. That's when a routine surgery became a serious surgery. This part usually makes people wonder if it actually happened, but the doctors had to resuscitate me 2 times. Resuscitate meaning bring me back. It is always hard to believe, but that moment when they resuscitated me was when I had died. I died 2 times on the table during that operation. Well, at that point, when they brought me back to life, they had put me into a medically induced coma. Not only did they put me into a coma, which didn't seem to work too well, but they had to paralyze me. That didn't work too well either. They were confused on how everything they did would not work with me. I like to fight, and I always give doctors the hardest time. Now that's when first grade changed for me. I was in that coma for about a week. The doctor told my parents that they wanted me to heal to the point where I wouldn't damage the airway. The week had passed, and it is now time for them to cut the medicine that was keeping me in that coma. Now, at this point, everyone within the hospital room, my family, my pastor, all the doctors I had, and other doctors that I never knew. Everyone was waiting for me to come out of it. Now my mom knew me so well that she warned the doctors that I was going to be furious at them when I woke up. So when I was finally coming to my senses, at the first thing out of my mouth was, "What day is it?" Well, that's when my mom busted a gut, only because that's what she told the doctor I was going to be mad at them when I woke up. He told me Friday. That's when I looked at him and yelled at him, saying I was only supposed to be here till Monday. That I was going to get to leave when I was done. And that's when the doctor got busted by me, an angry first grader. Well, that made everyone in the room laugh, but looking back on it now, it makes me happy that all this stuff happened to me. I have a special story to tell that no one else can. Since that surgery, I've had a total of 21 surgeries. Crazy, I know. You probably think I'm nuts, but I don't care. If it didn't happen to me, I think my life would have been different in so many ways. My mom believed that when I died on that table, I went to heaven. There are people who died and go to heaven. Some remember when they come back, but not everyone does. Well, I don't remember, but I guarantee I was there in heaven only because I know I wasn't supposed to survive that surgery. And here I am, that little first grader, alive and well.